You're listening to the audio production of The Warrior Maiden by Melanie Dickerson, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Jude Mason.
Chapter 1. Early Summer, 1423. Village of Mindyush, Lithuania. Galloping her horse past the big oak tree, Mulan pulled the bowstring taut. She aimed at the knothole with one eye closed and sent the arrow flying toward the target. It struck the tree, but missed the knothole. "Don't shoot behind you!" Andrei flailed his skinny arms. "Keep the target in front of you!" Shooting from a moving horse was much more difficult than when standing still, but she was improving. At least she'd escaped, for the moment, the cooking and cleaning chores. And practicing war skills kept her from facing the uncertain future and her mother's grief. Her stomach churned. "You put yourself at a disadvantage if you have to shoot behind you." Andrei was only 12 years old, which was 6 years younger than Mulan, but he'd accompanied her father on his last two military campaigns as his attendant. "Shoot in front of you, before you reach the target." As an orphan, Andrei would only accept food from Mulan and her mother if he worked for it. Mulan enjoyed his company, as he liked the same things she did, horses and archery. She learned war skills from him. He'd even taught her a bit about sword fighting, although she wasn't very good at that. Mulan wheeled her horse around. Axoma was sluggish and awkward at turning, unaccustomed as she was to war games. Perhaps Mulan should be training on her father's horse. She dismounted and walked toward the tree. As she retrieved her arrow, placing it in the quiver strapped to her waist, she spotted a